I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Partly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City right now, 72 degrees. KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's Water Watch. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Officials at Lake Powell are breathing a sigh of relief with the water levels rising that foot per day. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has more.
Lake Powell has risen 30 feet already this year, with another 40 feet expected to follow. Utah's commissioner to the Colorado River, Gene Shawcroft, says that's enough to tide the lake over for a couple of years.
This year helps us tremendously, does not solve the long-term problem. It does not cause us to take our foot off the gas pedal as far as trying to resolve it.
Shawcroft says based on the hydrologic outlook and the way water is currently being used along the Colorado River, it's impossible for Lake Powell to have stability. He says they still need lower basin states to reduce their water use and for everyone to do their part while they look at other long-term solutions.
We still have to be extremely cautious about how we use water.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Developing news at this hour, Spanish Fork Police have identified a person of interest after a toddler was hit in the head earlier this week with a bullet while playing in a playground of a daycare center. Lieutenant Corey Slaymaker tells Utah's Morning News they identified a man who was shooting at birds near the daycare using a .22 caliber air rifle.
Anytime you're shooting any type of a weapon, you need to make sure that you're doing it, one, in an area that's appropriate to be shooting, and two, obviously make sure of your background, what you're shooting at, where you're shooting.
Slaymaker says this was inside city limits and shooting is not allowed. The Spanish Fork Prosecutor's Office will determine if charges will be filed. Slaymaker says the toddler is still at Primary Children's Hospital but is making progress. The Salt Lake City School District faces a possibility of closing a few schools in 2024. Yandri Chatwin, a spokesperson for the district, stresses how important the community's voice will be in this decision.
We want community members to be able to share their thoughts with the board. We've had some thoughtful feedback already at these meetings, and we definitely need more.
You can visit the Population Boundary Studies page on the Salt Lake School District's website to learn more. First responders say it's important to be familiar with weather before visiting outdoor areas. In American Fork, rescuers are asking people to keep their kids and pets away from creeks and ditches with the rising water. American Fork River has gone up a lot, which means it's more dangerous. KSL's top national stories. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is repeating her warning that June 1st could be the day that the U.S. defaults on its debt, even if it's hard to be precise.
Congress passes laws and makes appropriations, and when the debt ceiling binds, it puts us in a position where Treasury may lack the resources necessary to make good on obligations that Congress has already incurred.
Debt ceiling negotiations are set to continue today at the White House. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is slated to officially announce his presidential campaign on Twitter today, in conversation with the platform's CEO, Elon Musk. DeSantis is expected to make the announcement tonight or this afternoon at 4 o'clock. We will bring you updates on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News. Other national stories we are following. The tragedy is over, but the sorrow remains in Uvalde, Texas.
In Uvalde, Texas, families are still grieving a year after 19 fourth graders and two of their teachers were shot and killed at Robb Elementary. ABC's Ismael Estrada knows because he's been there since the shooting happened as a part of ABC's Uvalde 365 project.
It's the small little things throughout a person's life or a person's day-to-day life that will trigger a memory of their child.
It could be a phrase, music, even a smell, and the grief returns. 19 sets of parents without their children and a community still in mourning. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
South Carolina is now the latest state to pass restrictions on abortion. The state is banning the procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy.
We all believe in life. We believe in life for the woman as well as a well life for the child.
Democratic Senator Margie Bright Matthews is among a group of female state senators working to keep the bill from passing. Park officials are reminding people not to touch wild animals after having to euthanize a baby bison.
Rangers say a tourist at Yellowstone pushed the calf who had been separated from its mother out of a river and onto the roadway. Wildlife can reject their offspring if touched by humans, and rangers say they tried to reunite the calf with its herd, but it would not accept the calf. They ended up having to euthanize the baby bison because it was wandering up to cars and people and in serious danger. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic. Good afternoon, Ricky.
Good afternoon, Maria. We are looking at a pretty nice drive on the Valley Freeways, not to mention it's a beautiful drive day out there for a drive. We do have a stalled vehicle, westbound I-80 at 2300 East, blocking a right lane. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear Dave and Dejanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
Groceries are still in double-digit inflation.
And we don't know when that's coming down.
Breaking news, important talk. All morning on KSL News Radio.
For so many years now, I've talked about my friends at Burt Brothers and all of the great things they do to keep us on the road, keep us on the road safely. Most people, of course, think of tires, but Burt Brothers is about so much more. And if you're one of those individuals who has not had a Burt Brothers near you, well, that may have changed. They are growing. They've added stores in South Salt Lake, in Centerville, in Provo, and in St. George. Let's talk about some of the great, great deals they have right now on tires. It's the season. You're going to be wanting to get out, make those road trips. Well, how about $150 back on select Goodyear tires, up to $140 back on select Bridgestone tires, and up to $130 on select Firestone tires when you use your Burt Brothers credit card. And there are so many benefits that go along with that card. Remember, they're more than tires, and they simply do it better. Burt Brothers.
Interest rates keep rising, but don't worry, we'll cut them back down to size. Hi there, I'm Josh Osborne with Volkswagen Southtown, and during our rate cut sale, we're cutting rates in half.
Get 3.9 for 5 years at Volkswagen Southtown on any new car, and we have as low as 1.9 on used cars. Get the car you really want, like the Jetta, Tiguan, Taos, Atlas, or ID4 EV.
Save thousands in interest at Volkswagen Southtown, Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer. Visit VWSouthtown.com.
Claim since 2022. Financing through VCI on select models. See dealer for details.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
Get Mr. Max Performance Missionary Package. One performance suit, four and collar striped shirts, three ties, one mission belt, one pair of Echo or Johnston & Murphy shoes, just $595.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story, police have identified a person of interest in connection with a toddler shot by a stray bullet in Spanish Fork. KSL News Time, 1208.
If we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy.
A Florida school district has decided this poem, read at President Biden's inauguration, is not appropriate for younger students. Miami-Dade County Public Schools ordered copies of the poem, The Hill We Climb, be moved from the elementary section to the middle school section. Poem author Amanda Gorman says robbing children of the chance to find their voices in literature is a violation of their right to free thought and free speech. A former contestant on Family Feud is now on trial for murder in Illinois.
This was Timothy Bleefnik in 2020, appearing on an episode of the game show.
Pete, what's the biggest mistake you made at your wedding?
Honey, I love you, but said I do.
Now, Bleefnik is accused of murdering his wife, Becky, in 2021, when the estranged couple was going through a turbulent divorce. During opening arguments yesterday, prosecutors say he opened Becky's second-story window with a crowbar before shooting her 14 times. Bleefnik's defense team insists their client is innocent, saying the divorce is not evidence to convict.
ABC's Andrea Fujii reporting. Three teenagers are being treated for severe burns this morning after the Utah County Sheriff's Office says they poured gas down the Tibble Fork Reservoir spillway and then lit it on fire. All three are high schoolers and were able to drive themselves to the hospital. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky Mee, still a good-looking drive?
It is. We have normal KSL travel times up and down the I-15 corridor, anywhere between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. We have had some heavy and slow traffic going southbound on Highway 89, some of it due to road work, going from Layton to Kaysville. That's kind of expected in any construction zone. And then the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways, delay-free, but we do have a stalled vehicle on westbound I-80 in the Sugar House area, right about 2300 east, the right lane blocked, and a crash called out 3500 south, about 4400 west. Don't miss the grand opening of Fat Cats in Bluffdale, 13901 South Redwood Road. Friday, May 26th, starting at 11 a.m. Fat Cats, the best place for family fun. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Low pressure still hanging out in the Great Basin. That means another round of thunderstorms this afternoon, high of 84. Overnight, 59, partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 83 scattered storms possible. We keep those scattered thunderstorm chances into Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, a few clouds, 72 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's Noon News. Lake Powell officials say the water levels are rising about a foot per day. We'll go in depth on that subject coming up on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
You have a water heater? I'm about to save you $100. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and a lot of people don't realize that water heaters need annual maintenance. You can do it yourself, or you can leave it to a plumber. And today, Wednesday, May 24th, Any Hour Services is having a surprise one-day sale for KSL listeners. Normally, we charge $149 to flush and service your water heater, but if you call today and mention you heard this ad, we'll tune up your water heater for only $49. That's a $100 savings. Call Any Hour Services right now at 801-443-7400. Manufacturers say annual maintenance can help your water heater last longer, produce hot water faster, and our plumbers service all brands. 801-443-7400. If it's been over a year since you've had your water heater flushed and serviced, call Any Hour Services right now while you're thinking about it and lock in $100 savings and schedule a $49 water heater tune-up today. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink and McGregor Mortgages Made Simple. FHA has announced a significant reduction in mortgage insurance rates. This can be a game changer for some people. FHA rates are typically lower than conventional mortgage rates. Combine this with lower mortgage insurance and FHA is worth a look. FHA is especially attractive for low down payment, cash out, or credit issues. You don't have to be a first-time home buyer, and you can refinance into or out of an FHA loan. Another attractive feature of an FHA loan is the ability to streamline refinance when rates come down. No appraisal needed, limited documentation, and low cost helps you lower your payment with minimal fuss. Call us today. Fink and McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494, or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. NMLS 289-115.
I found, Tim, that one of the hardest things about being a mom is just deciding what to cook for dinner every night.
I know.
Which is part of why I'm so excited to tell everybody about Beehive Meals.
It is a Utah company, and at some point we're going to have to tell the story of the Jacksons and how they actually got this going in 2019. But if you've been struggling with having tacos one night and spaghetti another night, open up your world for dinner with things like Mongolian beef stir fry or Parmesan honey pork roast.
Your family dinner has just never been easier than it is with these. They're pre-assembled freezer meals. I put it in the crock pot. I set it for how long it needs to go. It stays warm after that. And that way, if the family can't all eat together, if one person has basketball and another, it's just warm for whenever they're ready.
And by the way, less than $3.50 per serving. You couldn't go out to the store or out to dinner, certainly on your own, for that price.
You're absolutely right, Tim. I couldn't wouldn't buy the ingredients for any less.
Start it for your family right now. Go to BeehiveMeals.com.
And if you would like to know more breaking news, all you need to do is text the word news to the Cypress Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time 1215, the three things you need to know this hour. First,
Lake Powell is expected to rise 70 feet this spring, but water managers say it doesn't take away the need to conserve water in the long run. KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, Spanish Fork police have identified a person of interest after a toddler was hit in the head earlier this week with a bullet while playing in the playground of a daycare center. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
A right lane blocked due to a stalled vehicle. It's a tractor trailer westbound I-80 approaching 2300 east, and a crash 3500 south, about 4400 west, being cleared. Ricky Meese in the KSL traffic center.
Mid-80s again today with a chance for storms. I'm Matt Johnson.
Partly cloudy, 72 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Remembrance ceremonies today in Uvalde, Texas, marking 1 year after the Robb Elementary School massacre. Bells ringing moments ago at St. Philip's Episcopal Church in memory of the 21 killed, the community still healing and searching for answers.
365 days after the slaughter of 19 students and two teachers, the question that still gnaws at survivors and families is, who was in charge that day? Former Acting Undersecretary of Homeland Security and ABC News contributor John Cohen says it appears that nobody was.
No one performed the basic function that's needed in an incident such as this to take command and control over the situation.
Once the legal disputes are settled, Robb Elementary School itself is to meet the wrecking ball. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Talks have resumed on Capitol Hill on a deal to raise the debt limit with just over a week left before the U.S. is projected to default on its loans.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says there's still time for him and the president to find common ground on a debt limit increase.
I firmly believe we will get and solve this problem.
Negotiators said to be at an impasse on points including work requirements for federal aid programs and spending cuts. Just today, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen again raising her concerns.
We simply must pay obligations that come due.
Yellen warning the U.S. could begin defaulting on its debts by June 1st. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
Flash flood warnings now posted across Guam after a powerful typhoon passed over the U.S. territory earlier today. Much of the island also without power. Here's a story of a home named Brady. Now you have a chance to own a piece of TV history. The home used in the exterior shots of the Brady Bunch is for sale. The five-bedroom home purchased by HGTV is asking $5.5 million. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. After hitting its lowest level on record earlier this year, Lake Powell has already risen 30 feet and is expected to add another 40 feet on top of that.
All indication is we're going to have a river that produces less water than it has in the past. And the operational guidelines for the on the long term have got to acknowledge that, and reductions actually have to be made in order to make sure that we have a sustainable system. At this point, the current uses make it impossible to have a stabilized system based on the hydrology that we've seen over the last 20 years, which obviously has been very dry. So this year helps us tremendously. Does not solve the long-term problem.
Utah Commissioner of the Colorado River, Gene Shawcroft, says there is a proposal in the works to lessen how much water is diverted from Lake Powell to the lower Colorado River Basin states. But for the long term, he says, those states and everyone else need to cut down their water use.
This week, with the weather we've had with these thunderstorms, there's no need to sprinkle, no reason to have our sprinklers going. Because we live in a desert, we ought to act like we live in a desert all the time and use our water extremely wisely, regardless of the fact that Mother Nature gave us a good year. That should not change our long-term vision of reducing use, cutting back, and being more efficient with the use of our water.
Sean Krause says some of the extra water Lake Powell got this year will also go towards repaying water borrowed from Flaming Gorge. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date now with traffic and weather. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
Right now, I'm looking at a live shot of I-15 in the Midvale-Sandy area, and traffic looks heavier than normal. However, it is moving, so we're not seeing any delays in that stretch of I-15 or anywhere along that corridor in Box Elder, Weber, Salt Lake, Davis, and Utah counties. Now, we do have a stalled vehicle on I-80. This is westbound at 2300 East. The right lane is blocked. And one crash to tell you about, 3500 South, 4400 West. The Utah Symphony's Deer Valley Music Festival in Park City features Ben Folds, Leanne Rimes, The Beach Boys, and more. June 30th through August 4th in Park City at DeerValleyMusicFestival.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, 84 today with a chance for afternoon thunderstorms. And guess what? Some changes to the 7-day. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday now, looking at afternoon scattered thunderstorms with highs in the low 80s. Looks like we get some drier air by Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, highs in the low 80s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now in downtown Salt Lake City, partly cloudy and 72 degrees. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. And let's take a quick check of the markets. The Dow right now, it's down by nearly a full percent. We'll check your money news. Get a complete update coming up next.
Your taxes are going up, and these higher taxes could be devastating for your retirement savings. Don't be a sitting duck. Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. This free, customized analysis could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes when you retire. But time is running out, so don't wait. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 to speak to an expert. That's 800-401-6681.
Tim Jr. here from RGS Exteriors to tell you about our 10-year everything guarantee. Most contractors spout off having great warranties that last forever. But those warranties are always, and I do mean always, riddled with loopholes, exception, fine print, and nonsense. At RGS Exteriors, we cover everything. Parts, labor, material, everything and anything for 10 full years. There's no cost to you whatsoever. No hoops to jump through, no exceptions. Yes, the products we sell, like James Hardy siding, our windows, gutter covers, come with a 25 to 50 year manufacturer's warranty, just like everybody else. But the truth is, the products almost never fail. It's always the labor and material, which is never covered, so you're stuck paying for service calls. For peace of mind, call RGS Exteriors. You'll sleep easy for 10 full years. 801-280-3110. Or visit us at rgsutah.com. That's 801-280-3110. Or online, rgsutah.com. Gutters, siding, windows, and all exteriors with the 10-year everything guarantee.
Any Hour Services can help unclog any drain in your house. Whether you have a backup, a clog, or a slow drain you want fixed, call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 1224. LeBron James is joining Taco Bell in the fight to free the Taco Tuesday trademark from rival chain Taco John's.
It's Taco Tuesday!
James has been very vocal on social media about his love for Taco Tuesday. He's even starring in a Taco John's commercial called Taco Bleep, trying to highlight the absurdity of the trademarked phrase. KSL News Time 1225, watching Utah's money. Retailers are clamping down on returns to protect their profits. Online sellers are tightening up the return windows, increasing fees to mail in unwanted products. Target is removing all LGBTQ Pride Month merchandise after their employees were getting confronted by customers. Target tells USA Today their workers were threatened and made to feel unsafe while at work. Store says they're removing the items that have been at the center of the most significant confrontational behavior. Parts of Europe are up against a growing price of food crisis. Even though inflation as a whole is falling because of lower energy prices, food prices are almost up 20% from a year ago in the UK. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow down by nearly 300 points. It sits at 32,787. S&P 500 down by 34. The NASDAQ down by 101 points. All of this because of the debt ceiling talks that are dragging on. Jack Sweeney, the 20-year-old college student who was once banned from Twitter for posting the movements of Elon Musk's jet, is now tracking Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' jet. The tracker uses public flight information. The DeSantis Twitter tracker reports movements with a 24-hour delay to comply with a Twitter rule change put in place after the company suspended Sweeney's original Musk jet tracking account. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
It may be summer, but the news isn't slowing down this year.
Ankle deep water at Wasatch Hollow.
Guilty on all charges. State leaders going into a special session.
Make KSL your go-to each morning this summer. Utah's Morning News with Tim and Amanda starts at 5. We talk through the biggest stories with Dave and Dejanovic at 9 and Boyd Matheson at 1. Then drive home with key news updates with Jeff Kaplan from 3 to 7. Your all-summer companion for news, KSL News Radio.
Hi, Doug Wright, and it's always easy for me to talk about the Kinetico soft water system. When friends ask me about it, sometimes people just stop me in the grocery store and they say, okay, really, now what's the deal with Kinetico? I go, we've had it in two different homes now. We absolutely love the Kinetico soft water system, and it truly is 70% more efficient than anything else out on the market today. And here's the best way to really explain what a difference that makes. When I put one bag of salt in our system, a neighbor who has a differing system will put in three. It's that dramatic, and it's totally non-electric. I mean, we just went through the time changes and everything. How many things did you have to adjust and turn it back or forward, whatever the deal might be? You never have to worry about that with Kinetico. It's totally mechanical. This really is the time to call my friends at Kinetico, 801-576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
Join KSL this Friday for the movie show at the Megaplex Theaters at Thanksgiving Point from 9 to noon. The movie show this Friday at the Megaplex Theater at Thanksgiving Point.
Hi, I'm Ryan Meeks. I have a podcast called The Path of Art, where I talk with creative people about how they're finding success in fields that many people are told not to go into. Listen to some of the things that they had to say.
There's something to be said about just being very tenacious.
I just kept painting and applying to shows.
Don't give up.
Don't just quit. You know, find out what that next step's going to be.
If you can channel your fear into optimistic excitement, it changes everything.
Listen to The Path of Art wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Here's Ricky Meese.
A little heavy and slow southbound on Highway 89 in the construction zone. Layton into Kaysville. A stalled vehicle westbound to I-80. 2300 east. That right lane is blocked to traffic, but no delays. And the final cleanup of a crash. Possible injuries here. 3500 south, 4400 west. There's no place like home, so let's fill our yards with beautiful color this year using flowers from Olson's Greenhouse. Find a garden center selling Olson's plants at OGG.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll start the first half of the day with sunshine and warm temperatures. We top out at 84, but a chance for thunderstorms by this afternoon. Overnight lows, upper 50s, partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, 83 with another round of afternoon thunderstorms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now in downtown Salt Lake City, partly cloudy skies, 72 degrees, 74 in Ogden, 71 in Provo, and St. George this hour, 83 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story is developing news. Police have found a person of interest in connection with a toddler shot by a stray bullet in Spanish Fork. Police are calling it an accident, but legal experts say serious charges could be on the table. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard Bell is live with more. Hugo?
Maria, the shot was fired illegally in city limits, something that KSL legal analyst Greg Scordis says shows negligence.
It's hard to call that completely accidental. There's some degree of negligence or carelessness or recklessness when that kind of conduct occurs, and I think that the prosecutors have to take a hard look at that.
He says if this child is seriously hurt or potentially dies, the person responsible could be facing heavy charges.
I hope that doesn't happen. It sounds like it's not going to happen. We could be looking at negligent homicide charges, in my opinion.
According to Spanish Fork's Lieutenant Corey Slaymaker, the toddler is still at Primary Children's Hospital, but is making progress. Reporting live, Hugo Ricard Bell, KSL News Radio.
Negotiations are continuing on the debt ceiling in Washington, and it could mean possible changes for food stamps. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe explains.
Some congressional Republicans want to change work requirements for those getting food stamps or SNAP benefits. Right now, able-bodied adults under 50 years old have to work at least 20 hours a week to get benefits if they don't have any dependents. That age could rise, though, to 56. This comes after pandemic-era benefits were also recently phased out.
In Utah, someone working 20 hours per week can receive SNAP benefits for 3 months every 3 years. Water managers at Lake Powell are breathing a sigh of relief. The lake has already risen 30 feet, with another 40 feet expected by the end of the runoff season.
It helped stabilize on a very short-term basis the concerns we had. If next year turns out to be an extremely dry year, there was enough water generated this year that will carry us through for a couple of years.
However, Utah Chair to the Colorado River, Gene Shawcroft, says they still need lower basin states to cut their water use to stabilize Lake Powell's levels long term. This extra water is going to help pay back the borrowed water from Flaming Gorge. Now, golf courses won't have to worry about water like they did last year, but president of the Utah Golf Course Superintendents Association, Josh Verosco, says that they are still working on conservation.
There's not the hindrance on our watering like we had last year. Doesn't mean that we need to just water like there's no tomorrow. We need to still be conservers. We still need to be stewards of our land.
Verosco says they use high-tech sprinkling systems to ensure that they don't overwater, and they use wetting agents that allow smaller amounts of water to go farther on their courses. KSL Sports, farewell to free streaming for BYU fans as Cougar Sports will now be shown on ESPN networks.
With BYU's move to the Big 12 this year, BYU TV and ESPN have teamed up to stream Cougar Sports. Head of sports broadcasting at BYU TV, Dave Phillips Jr., says they're excited for this change.
Really, we're just excited about this partnership. I think it's going to be so great for students to be able to get to know and to work with people from ESPN and kind of network.
ESPN producers and directors will work with BYU students to stream these games, giving student producers like Jocelyn Moody more professional connections.
I'm really blessed for this opportunity to work at a place that gives aid to students and helps them with their future career.
All BYU sports will be streamed on ESPN or Fox, except for men's volleyball. Alessandra Harris, KSL News Radio.
For more updates on BYU sports and all your favorite sports teams, check out KSLSports.com. KSL's top national stories this hour. Instead of signs that a debt ceiling deal is coming together on Capitol Hill, negotiations are wearing on.
White House officials and House Republicans will sit down again Wednesday to try and reach an agreement on the debt limit and spending cuts. This time they're shifting their negotiations to the White House instead of meeting at the Capitol. The meeting comes as White House officials are criticizing House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, accusing him of claiming in public he's willing to negotiate, but then behind closed doors rejecting any compromises and not offering any concessions from the Republican side. The White House says President Biden has agreed to a spending freeze through 2024, which would save $1 trillion over 10 years, and he's agreed to claw back unspent COVID relief funds. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
The House of Representatives is set to vote on a measure to block President Biden's one-time student loan forgiveness program. The proposed forgiveness program promises up to $20,000 in federal student aid relief to millions of low- and middle-income borrowers. President Biden has pledged to veto the resolution if it passes in the House and Senate. First look traffic. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
Stalled vehicles still in place, blocking a right lane of traffic westbound I-80 at 2300 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
I want to walk you through how these kind of negotiations actually play out.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
Tonight, Chicago Wednesdays on Red Alert with heart-stopping season finales.
Ooh, talk to me.
First on Med, Dayton surgery will be threatened by alarming news.
Wait, what?
Then on Fire, Brett receives a life-changing call.
Oh, life-changing.
Then on PD, Ruzick faces a decision that could cost him everything.
Wait, I need answers.
No, no spoilers.
Just give me a hint.
Fine. Watch the season finales of Med, Fire, and PD. Chicago Wednesday, tonight on NBC.
That's not a hint.
I know.
Then on KSL 5 News at 10.
Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10, sex offenders and the system. I'm Daniela Rivera. The KSL investigators look at treatment behind bars and the impact when offenders are released.
Over 90% are going to return to our communities.
How many return after victimizing again?
The first thing he said is, since I'm going back to prison, I'm going to make it worth my while.
Who is weighing the risks when the cost of another crime is so high? Failure to protect. Tonight on KSL 5 News at 10.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
If you're buying or refinancing a home right now, you could get free crumble cookies delivered straight to your door just for a second opinion with Mortgage Mike and City Creek Mortgage. Call City Creek Mortgage. They'll tell you what you would say by switching to City Creek Mortgage. And then order your crumble cookies. Call 801-900-HOME and mention free cookies. You could save thousands. Terms and conditions apply. See citycreekmortgage.com/cookies for details. NMLS 8585579053. Equal housing lender.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's Noon News. Recapping our top local story, police have found a person of interest in what they call an accidental shooting near a Spanish Fork daycare. KSL News Time, 1237. A new study finds lower back pain is the leading cause worldwide of disability claims. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
The report from the medical journal The Lancet finds 15% of the U.S. workforce missed almost 11 days of work from chronic back pain. That comes out to 264 million workdays lost each year. They also found women suffer more than men from the condition, and it tends to get worse as people get older. Doctors recommend physical therapy to reduce lower back pain and preventative measures, like not wearing high heels. The journal also chastised the overuse of spinal injections, opioids, and bed rest typically prescribed by physicians. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is repeating her warning that June 1st could be the day the U.S. defaults on its debt, even if it's hard to be precise.
It's always been my hope that we could see labor market pressures ease without any substantial increase in the unemployment rate. And the data that I've seen suggest we are on such a path.
Economists on both sides of the aisle say even a short default would rattle the economy and drive up interest rates. Kaysville restaurant owners are paying it forward to local high school graduates.
Jordan and Jennifer Olson own two Subways and a fizz drink shop in the Kaysville area. In an effort to pay it forward, they gave all the day's profit last week to their 12 graduating senior employees. KSL.com reports both Jordan and Jennifer worked at the same Subway they now own. It's where they met and eventually fell in love. The couple says they love giving back to the community and giving their hardworking seniors a boost. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
A new study found only 25% of sunscreens offer protection without troublesome ingredients. Research from the Healthy Living Science Program for the Environmental Working Group ranked more than 1,700 products. Just over 200 met the EWG's safety criteria. There's a full list of safe and effective sunscreens at EWG.org. KSL News Time, 12:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And here's Ricky Meese.
Right now, we actually have a nice delay-free drive on all the valley freeways. But we do have a stalled vehicle that is in traffic, westbound I-80 at 1300 East. It's right in the process of being started again and pulling away. So that's going to be opening up that right lane at 2300 East. A new crash called out for Weber County drivers, northbound 1900 West at 4800 South in Roy. It is blocking northbound lanes. You will need to find an alternate route to get around it. Cedar City, where summer meets adventure. Enjoy live entertainment with the Shakespeare Festival, shopping, dining, museums, hiking, biking, disc golf, and camping under a starry sky. Level up your adventure. Visit cedarcity.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here we go again. We'll start the day out calm and quiet. Temperatures top out at 84. That daytime heating will help to pop off some showers and thunderstorms. Overnight lows will be in the upper 50s, quiet skies. 83 tomorrow with a chance for scattered afternoon storms. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny and 72 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City, and still to come on Utah's Noon News. We're taking a closer look at the impact of opioid overdoses here in the state of Utah. Stay with us. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
I've worked hard to get where I am. I don't cut corners. I see opportunity and make the most of it. And I'm celebrating that success in style by heading to Jerry Seiner Cadillac to get the car I've been working for. They have new XT4, 5, and 6 models in stock and the area's largest selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. I've put in the work and I've earned the luxury that only comes with a Cadillac. If you have too, then it's time to visit Jerry Seiner and experience the Seiner difference.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at babbel.com/TNC.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres? In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. And now try Babbel for free by texting radio to 64000.
Text RADIO to 64000.
The Utah Division of Emergency Management says make a plan. Identify a meeting place outside your home in case of fire and outside your neighborhood in case you're separated in a disaster. Get a kit. Besides your disaster kit, have at least a two-week supply of food and water stored at home. Be informed. Check your earthquake and flood insurance. And finally, get involved. Remember, when family members take action toward preparedness, you will all be ready. For more, visit BeReady.Utah.gov. That's BeReady.Utah.gov.
Don't be worried. Be ready. KSL News Radio is partnering with Be Ready Utah to provide the plans your family needs for an emergency, the tools and supplies to keep on hand, and the knowledge on how to keep a cool head. It's Be Ready Utah. Listen for Be Ready tips and tools each Tuesday with Dave Dujanovic, plus find the latest preparation info at BeReady.Utah.gov. That's BeReady.Utah.gov. Be Ready Utah with KSL News Radio.
Your taxes are going up, and these higher taxes could be devastating for your retirement savings. Don't be a sitting duck. Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. This free, customized analysis could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes when you retire. But time is running out, so don't wait. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
legal analysts are saying whoever fired the air rifle shot in Spanish Fork that has left a toddler in hospital with a head wound showed severe negligence, despite police calling it an accident. I'm KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell.
Second, negotiations are continuing on the debt ceiling in Washington, and it could mean possible changes for food stamps. Third, traffic and weather together, and here's Ricky Meese.
And right now, I am looking at a live shot of this crash in Roy, northbound 1900 West, 4800 South. All northbound lanes are blocked to traffic. It is a crash with injuries. It's best to avoid the spot and find an alternate route. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
80s with a chance for storms today and maybe even tomorrow. I'm Matt Johnson.
72 degrees sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
The suspect charged with ramming a U-Haul into a barricade near the White House this week ordered, held without bond at a hearing today in federal court. Sai Varshith Kandulak did not enter a plea. It was also revealed the 19-year-old is not a U.S. citizen. Investigators say the suspect told them he wanted to kill the president and seize power. ABC's Pierre Thomas has more.
The suspect flew to Dulles Airport from St. Louis on a one-way ticket, arriving at 8 p.m. Monday, less than 2 hours before the attack. Overnight, Secret Service agents searched the young man's home looking for answers. They want to know if he's mentally unstable or a true-believing Nazi. And if so, who, if anyone, radicalized him?
Another round of talks today on a deal to raise the debt limit, but so far the White House and Republicans are stuck over spending cuts. The U.S. is projected to default on its debt obligations June 1st. In Uvalde, Texas. Church bells ringing out today, marking 1 year after the Robb Elementary School shootings. 19 children and two teachers were killed. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. We're taking a closer look at the impact of opioid overdoses here in the state and the ways that experts are working to fight the problem. Medical Director of Utah Naloxone, Jennifer Plum, tells Dave and Dujanovic that Utah has been moving in the right direction.
Yeah, Utah really has, I think, come together in important, collaborative, educating, eye-opening ways, because in 2012, we were fourth in the nation for overdose deaths. Only states higher than us, Kentucky, West Virginia, and New Mexico. And I think, you know, every time I say that, I think to myself, how did we end up, you know, that just doesn't fit. We're a healthy living state. We have lower substance use rates, lower alcohol use rates, lower tobacco use rates, and yet there we were. And starting about in 2014, Utah really had, I think, a concerted effort to start having education campaigns. You started seeing billboards. There started being what we call academic detailing, where folks were talking to doctors, prescribers, community members. We got access to layperson naloxone and Good Samaritan laws. And as of the most recent data out of the CDC from 2021, Utah has fallen to 42nd in the nation. So, you know, for those of us that work in this field, that's a pretty deep sigh of relief, because the last couple of years have been rough, nationally and in the state. Isolation, nationally, they're seeing surges in overdose deaths, fentanyl overdose deaths, as well as opioid overdose deaths in general. And Utah has not seen that. So I'm really grateful for the steps that were taken and the continued efforts that go on to help people be aware and hopefully help keep them safe.
Plum says one difficulty is that the dangers of these pills weren't talked about in the early 2000s when OxyContin was prescribed very widely.
Now we're actually being honest about it, because there are, let's be honest, there are appropriate and necessary uses for opioid medications. And what we want to do is make sure that people understand, if they are in that group who need them, that they're safe, that they know that they can become dependent upon them. They also know that they can overdose on them. And for me, you know, I work in the pediatric emergency department world. If a little toddler gets a hold of one of those pills, it's enormously concerning. So you have naloxone in the home, not just for the person it was prescribed, but for every other single person that's in the home too, including kids.
Plum says naloxone is an antidote to opioid overdoses. You can get the medication through your doctor, certain pharmacies, and from Utah Naloxone.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.